There are two ways to smother the motivation that an interesting goal structure may have created in our players. The next two chapters will explore these two negative motivators in detail. The first of these is for the game to require an excessive cognitive load, which is a fancy way of saying how much mental energy is required to play a game. Cognitive comes from cognition or knowing. You may be familiar with the rule of seven, the idea that a typical person can store about 7 pieces of information in memory at a time, plus or minus 2, but that it's often possible to improve on this by bundling information in chunks. For example, the area code of a phone number contains 3 digits, but only requires 1 chunk of memory. You may also be aware of studies showing that the brain can really only efficiently multitask on 2 tasks at a time, 1 for each hemisphere of the brain. More than this can overload the brain. Now, I have to say that in my experience, the rule of 7 is, in my case, more like a rule of 2. Tell me 3 things I'm supposed to get at the store, and it's a sure thing I'll forget 1, or maybe all 3. This rule of 7 is no comfort to me, but I have found in our playtest group that one's cognitive capacity isn't strongly correlated to one's native intelligence. So maybe there's hope for the coarse-grained among us. I have said previously that we should prefer to present players with decisions that are agonizing over those that are hard. And these rule of 7 considerations provide an entry point to contemplate complexity in design from the player's perspective. It's fairly obvious to say that the more cognitively demanding a game is, the more limited its audience may be, because not everyone wants to think to excess. And it's also fairly obvious to say that we need to think about how much complexity a typical player can cognitively handle before reaching a frustration point. An analogy for this can be found in elementary education. Reading teachers have a metric for assessing a child's proficiency, and it's associated with the number of unfamiliar words on a typical page. When a child reads a text with an average of 5 words per page that they don't know, the child is said to have reached the frustration point. Reading the text is more work than fun, and the grade level of the text that produced this effect is said to be that child's frustration level. Adults who have read anything by Umberto Eco are very familiar with this experience. In a game, it's usually possible to read a player's body language to assess when a rule's explanation is pushing up against their frustration level for a game's complexity. And usually the exclamation, "Let's just start playing and we'll learn it as we go," indicates that the frustration point has been exceeded. And insofar as frustration and motivation are opposites, we want to avoid this experience at all costs.